From the 2010 Air Venture Oshkosh Air Show. Wow, try to say that several times. You're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello and thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. My name is Steve Heiser. I am in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. I can't even say it. Oshkosh, Wisconsin, at this really, really huge air show. This event takes place every year here. Something like 500,000 people come through this thing over the several days that it goes on. And there are thousands of aircraft, mostly fixed wing, but there are some helicopters as well, experimental. I saw an electric airplane. There is a gliders. There are old planes. There are new planes. There are rebuilt planes from the 20s, 30s, and older. There are military aircraft. There is a special control tower system set up. There is an Ericsson air crane, a huge helicopter that lifts lots and lots of weight. And there is a Southwest airplane. In fact, the one that is here today was added to our fleet on June 4th of 2010. This aircraft, the tail number is N948WN, and it is the one of the newest. We have one newer plane in the fleet. The Southwest plane is backed up right next to a C-5. That's the huge transport military vehicle, and it just dwarfs our 737 by comparison. Now, I'm walking around at the air show, and I came across a lady, and of course we got chit-chatting, and she just seemed like the type, and I just said, hey, do you work at Southwest? And of course you do. What's your name? Where do you work?
My name's Linda Taylor, and I'm a flight attendant, Phoenix-based.
And you're here at the air show on your own. You went into Milwaukee. You've been here for a day or two, I think?
Yes, I did. My trip sort of ended a little early, so I got to come out here. I hopped a flight from BWI to Milwaukee, and here I am. I'm so excited.
One of the great advantages for working for an airline, I guess. Now, you're here in line waiting to walk through the Southwest aircraft. You said you're quite eager to see it land when it came in today.
This is the most exciting thing for Southwest ever. I mean, I love Oshkosh. I love Southwest. So it couldn't be any better.
Have you been to this show before?
Probably about 10 times. Oh. And I haven't been here for about 5 years.
Now, this is Southwest's first foray in this event.
From what I know, I don't believe Southwest has ever landed here before. So this is the most exciting event ever for me. Of course, I love Southwest and I love Oshkosh. So put them together and you've got everything you've ever wanted.
Now, you said that you're excited about seeing the Southwest plane, but what's your other favorite aircraft that you've seen?
I did see an Osprey yesterday.
That's, of course, the aircraft. It can land like a helicopter and fly like a plane. It's got those giant propellers that the wing they can just turn vertical. It's amazing aircraft.
That in the air show itself, it was just so exciting to see all the warbirds go by and all the military people involved with those, and of course a tribute to the military veterans and so forth. How could it get any better than that?
Now, Linda, you come here. You've been here, coming here for a number of years. Do you see the same people over and over? Have you met some friends over the years?
We have a group from Deer Valley Airport in Phoenix that show up, and it's just a bunch of girls, and we're all pilots. We come here so we can talk airplanes and aircrafts without having to have anybody else distracting us, like husbands.
You said that you fly. You're a pilot. I thought you were a flight attendant for Southwest.
Oh, I'm a flight attendant for Southwest, and then I'm a commercial pilot on my own, and okay. I have a couple of airplanes, so that makes a big difference. I come here and I look at all the different airplanes and I get ideas, and oh, I tell you what, this is like heaven for me.
Well, enjoy the show. Thanks for talking with me today.
Oh, thank you, Steve, and of course I can tell right away you were a Southwest employee too, so we've got that extra spirit going for us. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Now, I ran into a Southwest employee, Bob Everson. Bob, what do you do at Southwest?
I'm the manager for ATC systems for Southwest in operations.
You said ATC, it's air traffic control. So
yes. This
is a rather unusual event because how many aircraft come in here for the week?
Well, average is around 4,000 a day, and it's a little bit lighter than normal this year. We had some weather earlier on in the week. So today and tomorrow, you're going to see a bigger crowd, I'm sure.
Now, the sign on the air traffic control tower says world's busiest airport, or what?
That's correct. And for the two-week period that Oshkosh goes on, they actually work more operations than any control tower in the world. And they're very proud of that. But the controllers here are from all over the country. They volunteer to come here, and they're basically selected. There's usually a portion of them are veterans that can train the younger ones, and then a portion of them are very new, we call rookies. So they all get a chance to throw their name in to volunteer.
But even the rookies are experienced air traffic controllers.
Oh, yes. They're all experienced controllers from all over the country.
Now, understand that there's actually measures taken at the end of the aircraft, at the end of the runways. There's people out there?
Well, there's controllers that operate in these mobile units that we call moo cows. And and they're basically, they ensure that the aircraft turns off at a certain spot so they can keep an organized, efficient flow of airplanes, because there's so many that come in. And so there may be an opportunity for multiple airplanes to almost land simultaneously.
Now, there's just the one runway.
Well, there's a north-south runway and an east-west runway. So there's a cross operation, and normally the larger aircraft would land on the north-south because it's a longer runway. I think this is a great opportunity for Southwest Airlines to visit the state of Wisconsin now that we're flying into Milwaukee, and really just encourage people to fly on Southwest Airlines. So you've got thousands of people here from the state of Wisconsin, from northern Illinois, and also from around the country. So this is a great
around the world. I'm hearing announcements in all languages.
We met people earlier from South Africa, and there's a big contingency. They come up here every year, and they're wanting to know all about Southwest Airlines. So it's kind of cool.
Well, we've had a line ever since the aircraft opened for people to walk through. We've had a line waiting to get in.
Oh, yeah. And it's going to be steady, I think, throughout the day. So, and hopefully they're, you know, everyone I'm talking to, they're saying, you know, I really wish Southwest Airlines would fly into Oshkosh all the time. And I said, well, Milwaukee's only a couple hours away. So I told them about the new service. I think we're going to get a lot more folks that are interested in flying on.
I think Milwaukee's been doing real well for us.
I think so, too, so far.
Well, Bob, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you very much, Steve.
Well, I'm here with Brian Luss. Now, Brian, have you enjoyed the day?
Oh, it's been wonderful. It's like Disneyland for aviation geeks.
So I guess you're an aviation geek?
Yeah, guilty as charged.
This is, I believe this is Southwest's first appearance here at this air show.
Yes, that's right.
So, why this year?
Well, part of it had to do with the fact that we now serve Milwaukee, and that we wanted to show that we're a part of the Wisconsin community, so that's why, one of the big reasons why this year, because we have the closest airport, serve the closest airport to Oshkosh.
For larger commercial service?
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Well, that does it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2010. The air traffic controllers in the pink shirts have indicated that we have come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices.